Welcome to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out with Julie Caraccio. Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., Julie interviews experts on all areas of clutter, physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional. A clutter coach and professional organizer, Julie also offers tips to help you get clutter-free for a more joyful and fulfilling life.
So today we're going to be talking about honoring all emotions. I believe that a lot of times people get stuck because they see things as good and bad. For instance, hate, anger, rage, those jealousy, those are seen as bad emotions. While we could argue that they are seen, can be seen as bad emotions, I want you to start perhaps considering to have a different perspective, which I'll talk about today. I believe that we need to honor all our emotions and step back and be neutral and not label it as something that's good or something that's bad, because I think one, that's where we get stuck a lot, because if we're like, oh my gosh, this is a bad emotion, I can't acknowledge it, I have to ignore it, instead of understanding you're human. And even if you're really spiritual, you're going to have those days when you're completely human. You know, I work on myself constantly, and I just said the other day, good gosh, how many layers can one woman have? It seems sometimes that it's never ending, and I think, oh, I've just released this layer, only to find maybe a couple weeks later a new one. So I want to use what happened to me this week as a good example. I am a former stufferer of emotions. I didn't acknowledge things. I would just stuff it down. Now, as I'm sure you know, if you ignore something, stuff it down, it's going to come out in some way. And I would say for me, the biggest way it would come out would be through emotional eating. Instead of acknowledging how I felt, I would just eat. Now, you know, different times in my life, I was really thin, really chunky, because I would just eat, and even if I was thin, I would eat, and then not eat to compensate for that. But as a former stuffer of emotions, I really try to work hard on acknowledging that. So one, I don't want you to get away from seeing any emotion as good and bad. I think that that's the first step. And life happens. Not everything is perfect. Not everything is always positive. And I think sometimes we need to get away from that, because people have this expectation if you're on a spiritual religious path, you know, you're supposed to not have these feelings, or, oh my gosh, how can I feel something negative when I'm working on myself? So I want you to let go of that notion as well. I was just interviewing someone the other day, and we talked about, which makes a lot of sense, a lot of people believe in this time period that a lot of light's coming in. You know, I personally believe the truth is coming up in all areas around the world. Whatever's been hidden is now coming to light. But if you have all this light coming in, whatever's the darkness has to come out and has to be released. And, you know, I'm laughing, as I mentioned earlier, about all these layers of junk. I'm like, good gosh. But as I'm trying to raise my vibration, work on myself, become a better woman, if I'm to lighten that and raise my awareness and raise my consciousness, then I got to clear all the junky clutter of negative emotions that I've been holding on to. So the first thing I want to talk about or suggest is to honor the emotions. We've talked a little bit about changing our perspective. Don't stuff. That's one of the things I think people do. I think they also sometimes go off the deep end and can't let it go, and we'll talk about that in a minute. So this past week, someone made me really angry. Anger seems to be coming up a lot for me. And I wasn't going to be confrontational. You know, unless someone asks for my help, I'm trying really hard to not say, hey, victim mode, hello, don't play the victim card. And so someone did basically question my integrity, and it was very apparent for me, because I was able to stand and nod judgment and be neutral. I'm like, okay, this is their issue, as it is with anything in life. Remember, don't take anything personally, because whatever someone is throwing at you is only a reflection of themselves. It's how you react that we need to pay attention to. So I thought about it, and I thought, okay, I'm upset, and I just calmly said, well, you know, all you had to do was ask, and had a response, and then a couple days later I did a longer email, but I was angry, and I came home that night, and I was, I laughed because I ended up getting up at 1 o'clock in the morning. So what do you do when you're up? I perused Facebook, and I laughed because I saw this post that was depending on what time you would wake up, what it correlated to. And I was up from about 1 to 3, and that correlation was the liver and anger, and I kind of cracked up because I was completely pissed. Now, in the past, I would have tried to stuff it down, would have eaten a pizza or chips or ice cream, you know, pick your poison. But what I ended up doing was I'm like, okay, let's just acknowledge this and sit with it. And it literally felt to me, you know, in the South, I was in Savannah once, and it was the most humid and hottest I've ever been, and literally steam would rise off the pavement. And that's how it felt for me. It felt like, so I just hung tight, and I'm like, okay, just be present, just allow it to seep off. So that's literally what I did. Now, my husband was sleeping next to me, and we have a cat that's super sensitive. I'll tell you a little bit later what I did, because I didn't want my energy to affect them, and I think that that's really important as well. So I literally let it come off like steam and just stuck with it. You know, it was hard because it lasted a couple hours, and you know, to hang tight with that, because it's also exhausting. It's physically exhausting, at least for me, or emotionally, but I stayed with it. I resisted the urge to ignore it. I resisted the urge to go get something to eat, and just stayed with it. So I was able to be present. And again, I didn't see this as something bad, because I was like, okay, great, awesome, thank you. This is a gift, because it's allowing me to release another deeper layer, because it wasn't just the incident. I could tell enough about it to know that I'm like, okay, this is some other junky crud that's coming up, so just release it. And I try to see things like this as a gift. Another example, like I said, I've been releasing a lot of anger lately. I got angry at someone, and I said, okay, it's about you, so let's take it down, which I love this method. It works for me. I just call take it down, which is I go through the layers, because I've discovered that a lot of times underneath my anger is a lot of sadness, or it might be fear. And in this particular case, I was angry, but I said, okay, let's dig a little deeper. And after some digging, I realized there was a fear I had. It was a fear of failing at something. And so I was like, okay, now that I know that that's what it's really about, I can thank it at the gift that this is and release it. So again, if we're not judging whether something's good or bad, we're able to say, okay, this is a gift, this is an opportunity, maybe it's for me to see a new perspective, to release something, to see something that I still need to work on. So if we honor all our emotions, then that's a non-issue. So okay, you're like, okay, this is good and dandy, but what about in the practical world? So here are some tips that I have to honor all the emotions. You know, I talked about this the other day. Be like an airplane. Watch the airplane fly on by, and you're just sitting there. Imagine yourself, I just saw Star Trek, the movie, for a couple, first time, that I think came out a couple years ago. Imagine yourself, and I'm partial to Captain Jean-Luc Picard, but imagine yourself in the nice captain's chair, and you're just sitting there, and you're watching, and you're observing, and you're doing it from a place of non-judgment, and you're doing it from a place of just kind of holding space to what you can learn. You know, like I did the other day, like it was obvious to me why this person was upset at me. And so I just sat there and observed, and I didn't engage. It was tough. I mean, I'm still human. I want to say, you know, you're in complete victim mode, but I didn't. I'm like, okay, observe what's happening here. Don't let it bring you down. And that's something that I want to really emphasize. I'm in an interesting point in my life where I'd been doing something for a while, and the people that had been involved with it, some intimately and some on the periphery, are just at a different level of consciousness and awareness than I am. But I found that it has been a challenge for me to even be around that energy, because it brings me down. Because, like in this particular situation, I'm like, I'm not going to engage. I'm not going to allow someone else's actions to bring me down, because I have control over that. I don't have to drop down to the drama. I saw this great Polish proverb that I posted on Facebook and on Google Plus saying, not my circus, not my monkeys. That's my new favorite mantra. Not my circus, not my monkeys. I'm not going to engage in your drama. I'm not going to allow it to bring me down. So can you be in non-judgment and observe what's happening, and at the same time honor what you're feeling? You're neutral. You have no judgment. Okay, I feel anger now. Okay. All right, that's going to be, ooh, I might have a little bit of shame popping up. Here's some fear and sadness. And again, being like, okay, think of yourself as a curious reporter, or you're doing research or something, and that's kind of the perspective you want to come from. So you allow it to come up, you honor it, and you see what messages you can get from it. I interviewed someone yesterday, and she said, ask why. Why is this happening to me? And I think that's a wonderful place to start as well. But what's key, so you're doing this, remember, being observing, you're being neutral, but don't get stuck. Because I think a lot of times You know, I talked about earlier how I was a stufferer, and so I would just stuff things down, so that really affected me. But think about someone you know who might go like, and go crazy, and still that you're like, gosh, they seem like they're angry 24/7. So don't get stuck in that. Don't, you know, at some point, I told you the other day it was for 2 hours burning off this anger, and I was like, oh, good gosh, this is lasting long. But don't get stuck. Don't wallow in the anger. Don't keep going there. I think of someone that I see. I love social media because it allows me to really practice reading energy and what's going on and like the layering. Okay, what's really going on with this person? And there's someone I know, and just the anger is continual. It's continual. It's like they're caught in a loop and can't get out of it. So again, if you're caught in that loop, ask why. Ask for assistance. You know, I have asked the universe, okay, I need help with this. I'm bothered by this and I can't figure it out. If there's a trusted friend that you can talk to, you know, whatever it is that you're comfortable with, if you can use crystals, if you can stop and meditate, wake yourself up. Don't get caught in that loop and get stuck. And you can still honor and do that, but don't, I mean, allow it to come up, but don't get stuck. I wanted to talk also about an energetic response. So it's the middle of the night, I'm having all this anger, my husband's sleeping next to me, we've got Joey, who is super sensitive and picks up on everything, and so I didn't want to harm them. And this is something I use, and I'm sure if you do more research, there are tons of different alternatives that you can find that will suit your needs. But I went to the ClearSight Clairvoyant School out in the Los Angeles area of California, and I love it. Total integrity, total amazing teachers. But one thing they taught us was that the rose is a universal symbol of love. And so that way, if you if someone's bothering you, you put them in a rose and blow them up, and then you push that energy away to be recycled. That's what I love. The universal recycles everything. Universe is green, go green. And so then it goes back into, it's transmuted and goes back into to regular energy to be recycled again. So if someone's driving you nuts, put them in a rose and blow them up, because you're surrounding them with love. So you're not doing anything negative. You're not doing anything that's creating karma. That's something that I think that's great. Also, what I did was, as the anger was seeping off, I put big light white roses all around me to catch all of this negative energy that was coming off, so it would stay within my aura and within me, and it wouldn't affect my husband or the cat. And then the other thing I did, because I thought, wow, you've got a lot coming off here, I had a backup plan. So I literally, just in that moment, have never done this before, but you know, I believe intent is so important. And if you have the intention and this is what you believe it's going to do, then the universe steps up, God steps up, whatever language you prefer, to help with that. Because remember, everything is energy. So I literally visualized at one on the left and right side, both at the feet and my head, these big rainbow vacuum cleaners just sucking up anything that the roses weren't catching and sucking up all that negative energy, so no one in the household would have that, because I think that's really important as well. And so I just did that, and again, same thing, put everything in a rose, put all the roses together in one giant rose, blow them up, and then push them away, and then visualize, okay, that's now transmuted and into good groovy energy again, because I think that's really important. You know, we're all energy. And so I've also learned, I've been working with a healer as well, who said to me recently, she said, I think you're an empath, and that was news to me. I'd always been kind of, I think, a compassionate person, but it just means I need to do more work, and I need to be really aware of whose energy, you know. And as I mentioned earlier, I'm getting to the point where if someone's just not working on themselves and doing things, or continues to be in the victim mode or whatever it is, it's physically hard for me to be around. So I'm working on learning some new techniques to help with that. But I want to encourage that, you know, if you're in the moment feeling your emotion, and it can be intense, but that you do some energetic work so that others around you don't need to get in your muck. So I'm going to encourage you this week to honor all your emotions. Don't see anything as good and bad or negative. Respect where you are in the process. You know, we're all going to learn until we die, and just honor, like, okay, this is where I am on my path, and just keep working. And I truly believe, you know, I was working with someone the other day, and they're doing awesome because they're taking that step forward, they're trying, and they're moving, and they're doing something. So I encourage you to honor all your emotions. Don't see anything as good and bad. Love and respect where you are. And remember, don't allow this, but after this thing, you know, then I got up and did a walk the next morning. Being in nature really soothes my soul and makes me happy. So when you do that, acknowledge it was something and balance it out and do something nice. But when we hold on to the emotions, such as whatever it is, it creates clutter in our life. And by doing that, it allows you to just free up another layer, and it allows you to get to that more authentic self that is you. And, you know, when you don't have all this junk cluttering your life, you can see clearly, you know what you're meant to do, and you can get going on that life purpose that you have. So, all right, everyone, get out and clear the clutter this week and honor all those emotions.
Thanks for joining us on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. You can find out more about Julie Caraccio and her services at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. We'll see you here next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Remember, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step.